boys, get them ready. Hey, you got them up the front. Righto, let them go.
You can forget your chilled raffles and flogging tickets for the meat tray at the local pub every Friday night. If you want to make some real money for your sporting club, I suggest wrangling a couple of hundred feral goats and racing them. Hello, I'm Emma Brown. This is the Balranald Billy Goat Cup, an annual fundraiser for the local footy and netball team in this small country town in southwest New South Wales. Basically, local farmers get out on their properties and round up any feral goats they find. The animals are then donated to the sports club to be raced, and then they're off to the abattoir for processing. Club president Tony Stead says the goat races have been a real boost for the local community.
It's about 3 years ago, the coach at that time said, yeah, look, when he was at another town coaching, he said, oh, they had a good a fundraiser with billy goat races. And I said, oh, yeah, well, there's plenty of goats north of us, so we'll try it out. Anyway, the first year was a big success, and it's got bigger. And today, again, yeah, this is our third year, and it's just jackpotted, yeah.
So where do the goats actually come from?
Yeah, all the goats are donated by the farmers north of Balranald. Yeah, as I say, we've got over 200 goats today that have come in. We only raise 120, but no, it's good. It's credit to the farmers out there to support our footy club. And, yeah, the goats are profitable for us, just to keep our club running, yeah.
So what happens to the goats once they finish running the race?
Well, they're corralled, as we see, and they go in the truck and they go out to pasture for a day or two. And then from then on, yeah, I think they just go for a big drive.
So, Tony, how much money do you hope to raise from a day like today?
With everything put together, like, we hope to, you know, gross, you know, $10,000 to $15,000. Yeah, it's a good day out with and all the other, you know, things we've got going. So roughly about, you know, that much, I'd say, yeah.
People say you should never work with children or animals, and for lots of today, you're doing both. What are some of the stresses, I guess, of having to wrangle these, you know, very feral goats?
Yeah, well, as I say, as we witnessed there before, you know, we've run 12 heats of the goats and a couple of escapees. And as I said, like, the goats, yeah, that doesn't harm the goats. You know, they're a feral animal, and they, yeah, as you said, we had to find goat wranglers to handle them. I think they might be the scared ones, not the goats.
Buying a goat to race is a pretty simple affair. You simply go up to the holding pens and make your choice. Balranald local Ashley Badina has made her selection.
It's goat number 117, and I chose it because it's my husband's footy number.
Now, 117's been looking like it's been sort of mentally preparing for the race. What's it actually been doing in the last 10 minutes?
It's actually been just laying down, reserving its energy, just looking at the track, you know, getting ready to hopefully get up and just bolt.
What do you think about today as a fundraiser for the Football Netball Club?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent idea. By the time, you know, everybody buys a goat that races in and then they go on the truck and then they sell the goats again, it's a great money raiser for the footy club, that's for sure.
The goat races are just one of the fundraisers here today in Balranald. The other crowd pleaser is the cow pat lotto, or in this case, the steer pat lotto. Basically, Simon the steer is put into a pen with carefully numbered squares marked out on the ground. Punters buy a square, and if Simon does his business in their spot, they win. It's Simon's third appearance at the Cup, but his owner, Jared Stead, says it could be his last.
Simon, well, I've had him for 3 years. He's been a regular at the goat races here. Yeah, so me and him go a little way back.
Now, he has done something a little bit controversial this year and not actually chosen a square to do his business on. What's happened?
Well, I think Simon, yeah, he's changed up a bit this year and dropped it in the middle of the line, so we've had to split it this year, yeah.
He does seem to take a long time to do his business too. Is he normally like that?
Well, I think he was a bit nervous, though. There's a few kids poking around and whatever, so nervous, stage fright, I think.
Do you think now that he has, you know, made that difficult choice to share the prize money that he will be invited back next year to be the cow pat lotto cow?
Well, the way the money is at the minute for the cattle job, I don't think he'll be back next year. We'll have to find a new one, I think.
Ashley Badina is sharing in the prize.
My goat did not win, but I had a lotto in the cow poo and I've won $1,000, so it pooed in my square.
That was very close. It was right down the line. You could have won $2,000 today. You could have won nothing. How lucky do you feel?
Yes, no, it pooed on the line, so we discussed that we would split it half-half instead of taking the odds and letting it poo again. So, hey, $1,000 is better than nothing.
And what's that money going to go towards now?
Hair extensions.
Have you ever won anything like this before?
No, I've never won anything ever. So this is like, yeah, it's made my day. Go the goat races.
Go, go 48, go 48, go 48.
We've had the heats and the final has been run and won. Ellie Brome can't believe her luck.
Oh, it's very exciting. We really need the money, so it's awesome.
So how did you actually pick a winner? Was there any method to the number goat you chose?
I picked it for my daughter, Miller, and I picked her dad's footy number.
So what are you going to do now with the prize money?
I'm going to put it in her bank account for when she's older.
How do you feel about this as a fundraiser for the Football Netball Club?
Yeah, it's great. Like, it's something different and get a lot of attraction to it. So, yeah, it's really good.
Have you ever won before?
No, I haven't. I never win anything, so that's why it's so exciting.
So is there a method to winning, or is it just luck?
No, it's just luck.